Yes, you was when you were on a
praise Jesus much, children of God.
Welcome
back from the session we passed through.
Let's
give back the glory and clap to the Lord. We thank even the ministers. Ministered to us in the time past by the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord.
He has
given us such a good time.
Once
again, he instructs us. And he inquires from of us as his sheep. Those which God lost. And himself comes look for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As much.
We too is gathered us in the many, in the midst of the world. The moment we are in is not easy, but we thank the Lord. He has made it easy our way. He brings us light of knowledge, light of his word, that it lightens us in this our heavenly journey, this journey of salvation. My journey and your journey, and the journey of those who live before us, and we're living now, even those coming on the world, with the coming back of Jesus. We've all come move that journey, but not many were revealed it, not many understood of it. But God's had mercy on us in days like this, and
he's
brought us light of his word, field of anointing which teaches that of the Holy Spirit, and filled his knowledge and his glory, and we do not dare get to struggle
and
having two opinions asking who is God. Right now we know very well our God, don't have any doubts of any form,
but
the same of analyzing him as his promised spoke, saying, when we shall analyze him with all our hearts, with all our minds, we shall see him. Praise Jesus
much. So
come move analyze him together with those concerning him. Once again, move on in the light of knowledge. Still move on with God's worldwide promised call on the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Look to the call of God on the nation Uganda, as he marked it in prophecies released in AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
look to the Australian vision on the nation of Uganda, and the four pillars of horizon make up that vision. Praise Jesus much.
Still
move on with that second reason, why the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth,
facing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, has to be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses.
As the heir to the throne of David.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And right now we still move on. We see our general reason why that man is to be the prophet Elijah and the prophet Moses, which give us prophet Elisha,
double portion
of anointing of Holy Spirit.
So point now
in our sixth point, in our general reason,
we began
to see anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness.
They
are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled, the sign of the two lampstands, closing God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, in where we mostly saw and we knew steps we passed through to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we are prepared and to get filled with the Holy Spirit. When we finished, we had on begun to see the way anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is, to saying that we take off the seven seals of the seven spirits from the word of God, and because you be filled with the Holy Spirit, they are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled.
Be
filled light of the word of God, and still be filled knowledge of God together with his glory.
In
the time we are seeing the seven spirits, how they work in double portion, we want to get through things at the same time.
You'll
be filled with the Holy Spirit to reaching double portion, seven spirits when they are doubled. Second, you'll be filled light of the word of God. Nothing which confuses you of things of light of the word of God. And if you read the word of God, you see where it goes to its end. Then the third issue, move on, be filled with the knowledge of God together with his glory. Get all at the same time.
So ngatucha agena mas.
Now as we still move on, and we see the seventh seal, seal of Spirit of the Lord. The way Spirit of God works in double portion, as the word of God is,
and
we first saw single portion, we got out of it. We saw how Spirit of God works in single portion, as the word of God is, mostly understood the existence of the Father. That's God the Father, and God the Word, whom we know as the Son, even God the Holy Spirit. And these three agree in one, understood their image and their likeness on their throne. And we finished those, the question arose saying, if God created heaven and earth, where did he best to create them? Now we look to above the heaven, book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 9 to 12, Jesus ascended through all the heavens and moved above the heavens. Look
and
see how Spirit of God works in double portion, as the word of God is, we ascend above the heavens to see what's up there and how it looks like. Now when we reached above the heavens,
and
it's the beginning and the end, and that is God the Father,
which
began with his word, the Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. After we saw what is above the heavens, then how does it look like? So there are the new heavens and the new earth, according to Revelation 21, the verse 1 to 5. Take away heavens which are today and the earth,
you can see
new heavens and the new earth above the heavens. Praise Jesus much. Also saw beyond above the heavens what is there. We saw the everlasting. It's God the Father himself, together with God the Word and his Holy Spirit. All of us, we saw them, and we reached to seeing, if that's God the Father,
stand
with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus, together with God the Spirit,
you
know as Spirit of the Lord, or Spirit of God. Then when did creations begin to exist?
So
we entered Psalms 90 in the verse 1 and to 5, and the many other scriptures, all creations in heaven and earth, those which were, those which are, and those which are coming, all us first dwelt above the heavens, according to Psalms 82. verses 6 and 7. We were called children of God, and we were called gods. Praise Jesus
much.
And we were able to know much in the light of the word increase, and anointing increase,
even
knowledge of God and His glory increase. Praise Jesus
much.
Where we saw we first dwelt there,
asked,
how did we come to exist? Praise Jesus much. And we discovered it. After that, God the Father is the beginning. When
He
manifested His word, the Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit. And they agreed.
Our
spirits of all creations in heaven and earth, right above the heavens,
and
gotten from God the word, the Lord Jesus. It's written in the John 1:16. All us from His fullness we were given.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And He is the true vine. And we too are branches.
So
and we've studied much till we've come to see the way we have gotten from God the word, even how our spirits look like. Came so much in the midst there. And we differentiate between the spirit, the soul, even the body. All those who've come to appreciate them.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much. We still move on even today with our head in saying,
as
best above the heavens, our spirits going from God, the word they manifested. It caused us to appreciate the heavenly body, called the living soul, and the earthly body, which is known as flesh and blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yesterday we ended, we had seen the way we lost the heavenly body, which is known as the living soul, ended up being given flesh and blood, body of death.
So we
want to move on today. See, we were clothed this body of flesh and death. We see the way we clothed this body of death, flesh and blood, and the way we can get born again, we restore the heavenly body called the living soul.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's what we're going to be seeing today.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. We want to move on still today to see the way our spirits, if we are clothed with the body of death, flesh and blood, and the way we can get born again, be restored to the heavenly body, known as the living soul.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We've
begun right here. According to what we ended last year, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 to 22, and we were told like this, that all died in Adam, in the Christ Jesus, they will live again. Let's read we here.
First Corinthians 15 verse 20. Naye kaakano Kristo yazuukizibwa mu bafu, gwe mwaka omubereberye ogw'abo abeebaka. 21 Kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu, era n'okuzuukizibwa kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bwa muntu. 22 Kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu, era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu. 23 naye buli muntu mu kifo kye ye Kristo gwe mwako mbereberye oluvannyuma aba Kristo mu kujja kwe.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo
okusinziira ku Bakoliso ekisooka
15:20-23
nti okufa kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu
omu
okuyita mu Adamu ate n'obulamu oba okuzuukira kw'abafu kubeerewo ku bw'omuntu
omwoyo
mukama waffe Yesu
nti
bonna nga bye baafiira mu
Adamu
ate mu Kristo Yesu
in the Christ Jesus
bonna basobola okubeera abalamu
all can live again
naye buli muntu
but each person
mu kifo kye ye
in their own turn
buli muntu mu biro bye ngaffe bwe tulaba leero
their own season as we see today
abatusooka ekyabaliisa ku nsi
those who came before what brought them on the world
basobola okulabika nga ate bazaalibwa omulundi ogwokubiri
that they can get born again.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus. Even we living now. Even those coming. With the coming back of Jesus. Understood yesterday. What died? 23 man.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. The inner man. Known as the spirit. You yourself original. Even the middle man. Known as the living soul.
Or
the body from heaven. Also knew the outward man. That known as flesh and blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Man.
The one who died in the midst there.
Is
the middle man. Whom we know as the living soul, the body from heaven. That's what we lost. Even this body of death.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
After breaking the command, spoken that death happened. Most people see they are alive.
And they
don't know what exactly dies. It's not spirits which die. But we lost the heavenly body. After we lost the heavenly body, known as the living soul, God clothed the body of death. This outward man, flesh and blood. Inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And it means what?
You
need to groan and yearn much. That we be clothed the body from heaven. Which is called the living soul. Before we unclothe this body of death.
For
we remembered very well. According to Romans chapter 7.
In
the verses 9. And we are told these words. Breaking the command within the garden. All us through Adam. Our spirits. They took away from them the body of heaven. Known as the living soul. Praise Jesus
Christ.
And they've been clothed the body of death. Let's read there we hear.
Balumi sura
y'omusanvu
onyoro mwenda.
Romans chapter 7 and the verse 9.
Nangedda nabanga mulama watali mateeka, naye ekiragiro bwe kyajja, ekibi ne kizuukira, nange ne nfa. Olunyolo 10. N'ekiragiro ekyali eky'okuleeta obulamu, ekyo ne kirabika gye ndi, eky'okuleeta okufa. 11. Kubanga ekibi bwe kyalaba we kiyima, olw'ekiragiro ne kinnimba ne kinzita, olw'ekyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The voice of this minister,
known
as Prophet Adam. The Holy Spirit brought it back through the Apostle Paul. And he said, before he lived without a command,
Adam
put in the garden for some time,
while
in the body known as living soul, the heavenly body. And they had not given him a command.
Long
without any command. Of all trees or not. It took long without a command.
But
we heard in the Genesis 2, 15-17, eventually was given a command.
He
told its fruits of all other trees, the tree of knowledge of good from evil,
he
wasn't to eat of it. When that command came, so in Genesis 3, verses 1-10, when the command came, them.
Sin
Satan himself. That's where he based
to deceive
Adam through Eve.
Nafa.
And he died.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That death, I told you, it's come confusing the entire world. Most people don't know which form of death happens. Ended we see in the Genesis
3,
22 to
24.
When they sinned, they showed us that and they died. Yet we see they were chased from the garden. They are involved the change which happened on them. Their eyes opened, they saw they are naked.
Yet
death happened, they withdrew from them the body of heaven, called the living soul. And they clothed them body of death. And they chased them from the garden. Which means the human spirit, the inner man, not the one who died in that time, but the body of heaven, we call the living soul, what died and left him.
It
gave him a shadow of that body, the flesh and blood, the earth body of death. Praise Jesus. Once you move, differentiate between the spirit within you yourself,
those spirits
in all creations in heaven and earth, in their bodies, their bodies are different.
As
everybody appreciate based on a human being. According to what Adam explained,
he
took from him the body known as living soul, ended in the body of death, the flesh and blood.
It
cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Briefly get back to Romans 7, 24 to 25. Explains of that body saying this. Romans 7 verse 24.
Kale wechitio zenze kam magezi dimuduwa mateka ga katonda.
Praise Jesus much. He explained, he said, as I'm a wretched man, deliver me from this body of death.
Thank
Christ, we knew that Christ alone saves us from this body of death through getting born again. He saves me as the Spirit and you, even the many need and yearn for Him. Salvation is proven well given the body of heaven. Praise Jesus, man.
So,
save me from the body of death while in the body of you.
You
need salvation to get out of it. For you are a spirit. What we call the inner man.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Say, who will save me from this body of death? Means you're not the body. Yet you are in that body. You need to be redeemed from it. In the beginning, didn't begin with the body of death. According to the Genesis 6, Genesis 2, verse 6 and 7, this is the body we began with. Let's put it there, we hear. Genesis 2, verse 6 and 7. Genesis 2 from verse 6.
Na yolufune lulinya okuva munsi, nerutonya amazi kunsi yonna. Mukama katonda nabumbo omuntu nemfufu yensi. Namufuwamu munyindo muka ogobulamu. Omuntu nafuka omuko omulamu.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus, man.
Ya mufuwa mu omuko ogobulamu.
When you breathe in the breath of life.
Mubiri gwe yafuna baguita.
The body God is called the living soul. English, it's living soul. Living soul. In Uganda, it's living soul.
Began
with the body which is living. Known as living soul. Heavenly body as we've read and we heard. Began to be clothed today. Corinthians 5 speaks of it. From verse 1 of 4.
We
began in the body of life.
The
heavenly body.
Now here
in dying, for breaking the command, that's where the body is taken from us, the living body. And
we're
given a body of death, flesh and blood, the earthly body, which beyond here, in the Romans 7, verse 24, let's repeat that we hear. Romans 7, verse
24.
Praise Jesus, man.
He
said, what a wretched man I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death?
He
said, this body,
it
has the one who owns it, we call death. And we saw of that death,
it moves
on to shepherd the evil ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Yet we remember, death is an angel. God brought a command when you touched the tree, you will die. The angel of death was close there. Awaited to see those who touched the tree.
That
does something hastily on them. What
did
it to take away the body of heaven from them, known as living soul, the heavenly body, and to clothe them this body, the flesh and blood, the body of death. That's what we had in Revelation. Revelations chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Let's see there. The angel in responsible for the body of death. Revelation 6 from verse 7.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti, jangu. Nendaba, olunyolo omunaana, nendaba era laba, embalasi eya kyenvu, ne yali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa. Nemagombe nagenda naye.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti yalaba atudde ku mbalasi eya
kyenvu. He saw one seat on the yellow horse. He saw a yellow horse.
Once
on it, his name is called Death. One responsible for this body we speak of, this cloth, flesh and blood.
He's
the one who waited us on the garden. He who touched the tree, they will surely die. You say you will not escape death. You will fall in his grip.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And if you look to the command, the command shows that this angel of death was close there according to Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17. Let's read we hear. Genesis 2 from verse 16.
Mukama Katonda natwala omuntu namuteeka mu lusuku Adeni alulimenga alukumenga. Olunyolwe kumino mukaga. Mukama Katonda n'alagira omuntu. N'amugamba nti buli muti ogw'omulusuku olyangako nga bono yagalanga. Olunyolwe kumino musanvu. Naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi togulyangako. Kubanga olunaku lw'oligulyako tolirema kufa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'oba otunuulira
if you look to the Genesis chapter 2, 16 and 17, God commands man, if you tie the tree, you will surely die. I think now you see death involved here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You will surely die. Death in Revelation chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. I saw one seat on the yellow horse, and the one on is called Death, and hell follows behind him. Praise Jesus. Now that death is the one who was in the garden, and he clothed
Adam and Eve,
Adam and Eve, the body of death.
Read
in the Romans 7, 24-25, that how a wretched man I am, who deliver me from the body of death. Death by command which was given, he was on the side waiting. Praise Jesus. Remember him, the shepherd of the evil people. And when you sin, when he began that shepherding, after touching the tree, it was a sin.
Began
to shepherd Adam and Eve because of sin.
It makes
them a body worthy of punishments.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Now you see, it was like this.
You
read in the Psalms 49 that death himself is the shepherd of the evil people. He was on the side waiting. See anyone who touched the tree of
God,
is sin, commit sins. I began to shepherd them.
I want
that you move to understand that we are spirits.
But
we come to be clothed. This body of death. And what can we do? Born again, be clothed the body from heaven. People here don't know how it happened.
Because
we need light of scriptures. Lighten us in these issues. Even anointing teaching. Let's read of this angel.
Zaburi sura ya 49 olinyole 14.
Psalms 49 verse 14.
Batekerwao magombe ngechisibo. Kufana abelanga musumba wawe. Abamazima bana abafuganga. Obudde bwe bulicha.
Have you heard of well?
Batekerwao geena.
They were put hell.
Chechisibo.
It's the flock.
Kagati kufa yabero musumba wawe.
Death is their shepherd.
Labako.
Look at this. Right from when he's sitting in the garden,
death
was the garden waiting.
Who
is the shepherd of the evil ones?
Adam
and sin, Eve, when they sinned, opened their eyes, he passed them as winds. They saw the body they are in.
That's
given them is a very hard body indeed. The situation is turned wild. Turned the shepherd to them. And anytime you are a sinner, you have a shepherd, you get over yourself. Who is not Jesus. For Jesus is the shepherd of the righteous ones. Those who get righteous in the righteousness.
The
time you retain sins, your shepherd is the angel of death. Who has ever been shepherded by that angel? Tell us the situation he passed them through.
Remember,
shepherds you, the world get tired of you. Told you that hell is the flock. That on the
wall,
shepherds you without the chain. He just follows you wherever you go.
Wherever
you go, he is following you.
He
hands you to the flock. There they tie you on the chains in hell.
He's gotten tired,
and he said, this person, I'm tired of them. They were in the garden through Adam, and they have a heavenly body. Told them the sin there, when sin I do a work in them. And sin I did a work in them. Brought them from the world, shepherded them.
With the punish,
you know, you shepherd with torments.
So yes,
you're going to see all of those.
Yet,
headedness refused and
yes, hear.
When Jesus called those weary and burdened, and they refused. Now hell get this goat. Chains, don't dare set them free again. Here you have some freedom. Don't you see sinners? You go into fornication still, yet your shepherd is close to you. There.
Kufa.
Death.
He
will get tired of you one day. I'm not speaking to you as a sinner. Yet you can repent.
You know, body
stole, you told him you stole. They get angered of it. Angers to steal. Yet you did it. Though it angers. It's like speaking to someone you are short. Yet indeed they are short. And they get angered.
Me,
what I do if I'm there, I tell them, though you're taller than me, I am shorter than you. You will never be shorter than me. Don't you see it's balanced, finished?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, see what happened on us.
malaika wokufa
angel of death
yali alinze ko katono
nyo waited just a little
abatudire mu koronyo lyo
lola repeat that verse we see
Zaburi esulayana mu mwendo lunyolwa 14
Psalms 49 verse 14
batekerwawo magombe nge kisibo okufa kunaberanga omusumba wabwe
Uhuride chiriwo.
Have you heard what is?
Okutekerwawo.
To be put there.
Geyena.
Hell.
Ngache kisubyo lino komekereza.
Look, you have to end up in.
Singate wenenya.
If you don't repent.
Kufa.
Death.
Ngaye yemusumba.
The shepherd over you.
Wabono.
One of the sinners.
Era ali mulisho kuwalenga.
Was in the garden waiting.
Nainga baga ngate bamulaba.
And they could not see him.
Omanyiro achi bayite bamulaba.
Why they couldn't see him?
Bebulania esule esoka 10 na
Hebrews 1.
Musanvu
verse 7
ayogiranga agamba bwa
he speaks and he says this let's read there we see
Biblani yesule soka olunyiriro lwo musanvu
Hebrews 1:7
era ayogera kuba malaika anti afula ba malaika be empewo nabawereza be ennimi z'omuliro
yes yebazibwenye
praise Jesus my
kusinda kubebulania
According to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7 he speaks of his angels
that
turns them into pillars of fire it makes them into wind angel of death was in the garden he moves on blowing around passing them touch the tree they refused you off you will get see it. He passes them again. When Eve is standing where the tree is, she's looking at it. What's to happen next on you? And looking at the tree, the tempter is coming. And he moves around. He's like wind.
Has
been taken away that body. It's shown. Twinkle the night like a wind blows off your high. As you open again. And how am I looking like? Things have changed. Yet angel of death. He was in the garden.
When
he's looking, they told him. If you see Adam. And
he
touches that tree. You do this to him. God told Adam, who told you you were naked? You touched the tree. I refuse to
touch it.
Where the problem is. You touched the tree. I refused you off. If you are appearing like that, the problems were there. Let's repeat for us. Hebrews
1
verse
7.
Hebrews chapter
1
verse
7.
Yes,
you give them another microphone.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Ayogera.
That turns his angels into wind.
It
ministers flames of fire.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. Now, angel of death.
He was
the garden like wind. Passing around. Blowing around. You know, we shall know of the tree.
And the puts
one of the winds within the garden of Eden. The trees blowing wind around. Yet angel of death is within it.
Wait
them, touch tree, see what will follow. That's why you see in Genesis
6.
Genesis chapter
3.
Verse
6. So when they
touched on it. Just to open their eyes. And they had been changed. Those are some of the things we are saying.
Except
when you base above the heavens where we see them from.
Amanya omusumba tuli bayise ku nsi waffe mu ggulu.
I'm named Pastor Andrew.
Ekibuuzo kyange kiri ku kulaba kwa Adam.
My question is on the seeing of Adam.
Tulaba nti bali mubiri mu meme namu.
We see they were in the body called living soul.
Era bali balaba.
And we are seeing.
Ekibuuzo kyange kiri nti bali balaba kwenkana
kwa. My question, they were seeing to what extent? For we also see that creations who had that same body. Now, was he not able to see them? Now, you see wind. Do you feel it blow around?
Did
you feel any wind around you now? Yes, you feel it around. How do you breathe? Because I'm here, they are I feel wind, but I don't see it. It is more spiritual, even beyond. Beyond those in the spirit world. You know, there are people. You get a prophet tell you they are in spirit. Ask them what's the color of the wind.
Though
you are in the spirit world, you have a limit to end.
God is
the last to see things beyond. Spoken of in the Job 28:20-28. That he bases above the heavens
and
see through all heavens and earth. And he measures even the wind.
If
you go read in Job, you will see it.
Job 28:20
downwards.
God
measures the wind. If you can measure it, you can at least try to see how it looks like.
But
measuring doesn't prove that you've seen its color. And they are sick people, they put on oxygen and they measure it for them.
You
ask them, put on them oxygen of which color? Now those,
see,
in the Hebrews 1:7, angels make them into wind. Except God approves that you see him.
Once
him you see him, he makes him a flame of fire.
He
shifts him from a level to a level. Level of wind, it's far.
Ati yaliyoka na chikula bwate kubanga.
It was good he did that because
abatufuga abakubanga bamanyi kala ya
rule as if they knew its color.
Era ngaba yizo jikunganya
awamu yona yona. And gather it to themselves.
Singaba tuguza konguze.
They would have sold it to us.
So we nwankubadde malaika wokufa yaliyo mulisuku.
The angel of death was in the garden.
Galinga empewo
akunta. It's like wind blowing around.
Era ngaba Adam bali bali munsi ya moyo.
Adam were in the spiritual world.
Na yoroza bamulaba no
mulaba. You think they saw of him?
They
used to call him the wind blow within the Garden of Eden. God told him, never show yourself. Just
does
he never show himself to people on this world.
He
comes in your home, you seek on the sick person. He's come for the sick person. And the sick person sees the angel of death.
Men are
there.
But
you around. at the menu show us. Yet, right there standing. You begin to see the sick person can almost speak. They have blocked that their mouth. Yet they look on the window like that.
Yet,
the window look to them.
Well,
versus you act stubborn. The sick person looks in the window. They
are
about to speak, but they cannot signal with their mouth. Like that.
They
move to this window. They also change like that.
Even
got up in the story and they leave the door, they pass through the window or in the ventilator and the sick person is there. He's arrived.
Angel of death,
the garden, but they didn't see him.
And
Prophet Adam says, oh Lord, your command is long.
When
he got the command,
he
did know to what extent. He proved it while in hell. He said, oh Lord, in Psalms 119, oh Lord, your command is long.
It
reached even here.
He
thought it will end, he will surely die. And he wonders what means he didn't know.
So, have
taken away heavenly body from him. Just him from the garden. Given him punishments. He reaches the world.
There is sick,
looking for food to eat. Separating the bitter ones and those not bitter. And the situation got wild.
As,
unto me on this body of death. For they were living so long, many years.
900+ years.
He left this world. Psalms 119 is within hell. He said, Lord, your command is very long.
You
send me your word, come save me.
That's
why the word the Lord Jesus
is
able to go to hell. One of those redeemed was Adam.
But
if you claim of him, you fall there, you're finished.
Those
on the world say, we shall fall in hell, we find Adam there.
Who
was the first there.
Oh,
you are joking. You are no, you will knock. You
will
not find him there. The Lord Jesus took him away from there.
Now
what is brethren? What the brother has asked. Spiritual world, what did they move?
This
angel around on them.
He
waits them that they sin. Then
he
will blow like wind. He passed them in the Genesis. Genesis 3 verse 6. Let's read there we hear. Genesis 3 verse 6.
Omukazi bwe yalaba omutinga mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omutinga gwa kwegombebwa okuleta amagezi n'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'alya n'awa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya. Olunyolo omusanvu amaaso gaabwe bombi ne gazibuka ne bategeera nga baali bwereere ne batunga amalagala g'emiti.
You've heard well.
When
the woman saw the tree desirable,
it
and brings wisdom and make you to become God. And she got fruits ate. And she also gave her husband.
So
see why they chased from above the heavens. For the sin of wanting to be God. To become God. We shall see what form of tree they ate of. Praise Jesus much. What happened in the garden? When they desired the tree,
the
angel of God, death drew closer. They refused you. You're going to be sinning? I'm the shepherd of the sinners. You're finished. Praise Jesus, man. The Bible says in the verse 7, when she gave the husband, both their eyes opened. Now the problem, if first ate and ate, eyes are not opening on her, as they have said. They did take away the body of heaven from her. She first gave the one they gave the command. God gives you a mission.
Tell
to you, child.
Gamba baganda
speak to your brethren, don't steal. They can steal and
stolen,
and God doesn't accuse. The day you steal the one they told you the command, you cause others be beaten. God would have come to rebuke.
Yandigambi kugenda ogabano bakozebwe bati
nawe. Yekati
anatumani nga nawe
olugendede. Send who when you two you've been involved.
Ero rwako atabati nawe
akuku. When she touched, give the man.
Nevalia.
They ate.
Omubiri chwe.
The body vanished from both of them.
Mukutemya kwa alisho.
In the twinkle of an eye.
Ngabwe twala mbakolise kisoka 15.
First Corinthians 15.
Atanu paka atanu
musa. 50 to 53.
Ngabwe mukutemya kwa
alisho. That in the twinkle of an eye.
Tulichusibwa.
We shall be changed. As they blinked like that, and the wind is blown lit on them, and the body they are in.
That's
why I tell you this.
Up
the command you, don't do this and that. And there are people who joins on you.
And you tell that
God said we don't do this and that. If they do them, you don't do them. As they break commands, you don't break them. God's anger is not others are breaking what you told them of. But you is spoke to.
If
you finish all this anger to rise up.
Is it
this child that I
could
spoke with them openly?
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
That's why
when we are sent ministry of
which
happened for we have been given commands moving by, and you preach them to others. Others break them, you get strong.
If they see us
strong, the rich and get back and say we transgress of the Lord. If you two break them, they will come repent over who? Even the leader did them. Praise the Lord, brethren.
Evangelist Emmanuel, son of sons.
Evangelist Emmanuel, son of sons.
Kati question yange soka.
My first question.
Tuli denti Eve yali anali anali anali.
Had Eve first ate the fruit.
Namana wako.
After she gave Adam.
Katimbuza time duration ya.
I'm asking the time lag which was involved.
Ntioba yalianga kusawa bili na wako Adam kusawa bili.
At 2 hours and also gave after 30 minutes.
Oba yaliamua akaguno.
Oh, she ate this year.
Na wako Adam 2020.
And gave Adam in years ahead.
Si banga deni.
It's not a long time.
Adam yali eri je basula.
Adam was where they were spending the day.
Ononga yagenze kulingiza mutigo akatona.
This one had gone to look to the tree of God. Commands given Genesis 3.
The
desire of a woman now should be on the man. Accepted to decide what she wants.
Adam
left in the garden. Eve is moving there alone. She's moving. Adam told me that tree God refused us to eat of it. He refused this over what? Let me see. My goodness. She moved back home tomorrow.
Adam.
From moving around. Have you passed the tree? Not at all.
I'm
not gone on the tree. They refused. Every day she's still free, goes to see it. Now this time,
Satan,
one of those who moved to the garden.
Ezekiel
28, we read of him.
11
to 15. He was in Eden.
And
he found her. He said,
"Now, understood
where I'm to pass to beat man down."
But as if
the resistance is right there watching it.
She doesn't
speak to the husband how she watches it.
You know,
they propose to you on the world. You don't come back to your husband. They propose to me.
To
save you, say how you keep silent of it.
You
say, I am expensive. They propose much on me.
After
you will knock, your husband
will
give. Now you see, right from then,
both the woman
moves away for an hour.
And beyond it,
you ask, where are you coming from?
Unless
you get from there, where they tempt you from.
Kubanga ye Eva soka na alira ye.
First ate from there.
Na atwalira ko
mwana. She took the husband. Where he left her. Him.
And
he asked.
Obuvumu.
Where the boldness. Touching the tree. Where did you get it from?
Wali ye andiride
mwana. He's the one who tried to update me how to do it.
Goraba nabadeji.
You see what happened on me.
Omanyi kageri Eva kata achu
kirawo. The way Eve did wasn't translated immediately.
I don't
say it is true.
Satan,
what told you? God lied us. You are still living. You bring me to I eat. And it's eating.
Hey!
My God. You. It's been real. You killed me.
What were bang and incident?
He was involved in time not long. Was it of a day?
Sawa.
Not of hours.
Yet,
coming free taking to the husband. Problem which was,
if
it ate and it was changed immediate,
and
Adam saw her in another
body,
he would have said, my God, don't give me.
Na ye,
but
because
she had not been changed immediately. You see, if I changed,
me,
even when I believe
it,
I saw the tree in another form. Although they even say we should not know it,
it
brings wisdom. My God.
And
the woman at that time, she has a gospel
which was blessed,
and she speaks not keeping silent.
Understand,
woman is in the mistake. She speaks, speaking, not keeping quiet. Plenty speaking.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus. And they gave him heat to eat. He was one who had a point turn around all things. As he
ate, angel
of death had him. He gave command not Eve.
And they
all go and die in it. Punishments were released there. And the woman,
desire
will be to the man. She didn't see something wishing to herself.
Because
this generation, but still knocked much over that word. Moving, deciding much what you want.
The old
man, you're going to eat out of your sweat. And from then,
the
girl child delays from school or elsewhere. You child, you have taken long where. Though you are a child, the boy takes long, they say boys are like that.
But
a girl child when they delay out,
another
thought and the other pain
still
on the spirits and human hearts still have that fear.
In
the married woman,
you
forgive that husband and ask you always where you come from, but you're worthy to be asked.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So some
of what you asked, what happened?
It's
not a long time, not a day, not many hours. Now, my second question.
According
to reading the Genesis 2, 15.
Tulaba nti wano ba malaika about death.
We see that the angel of death
is
the one around involved.
Kati aumbuza ba malaika abalala nga Gabrieli wa information yali ludda
wa. Now I'm asking other angels, where were they?
Ibobo manyi orders of heaven bali mu Jerusalem.
Heavenly orders, they were in Jerusalem. They were in the city of angels in the first heaven, in the realm above. Remember, the garden is in the third heaven. Hebrews 12,
2:23,
it says,
"We will
come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
with
the garden of the angels and the holy ones of God." Angels were in that city.
Adam,
Adam, they are up in the Garden of Eden. Angel of death has got from here. They told him, go be in the third heaven.
Satan
told him from big Kelvin here. He gets out his spirit, goes to Eden in the third heaven. Man came from up there in the third heaven. He comes here, planet Earth, and he lives where we are. He goes back. When they chase him from there, they throw him here. Understood how things were.
He says,
taken from the garden, took back to the
where
he was formed from, that he farms from there. After he seen the chest from there, the
cherubims
they put in the way to that, they are up there.
And he closed,
no accessing the third heaven.
Have
you seen problems which happened on us? Angel of death blew around in the garden. Reached even to call God.
He
told him, come and see. You what they have done.
Because,
say, Apostle, what are you speaking? That was where? Let's read Genesis 3. Verse
8.
Genesis chapter
3,
verse
8.
The angel was blowing wind. God, come and see.
Adam
did what you refused them. But what I've done to them, you can't prove it. The wind was there. All along I told it of you, and you wondered. That apostle
was
the one who knows, he went to the
government.
But we don't see wind involved in that phase.
Read
Hebrews 1:7.
Makes
angels into wind.
But ask
me, in the garden where was,
you've
not seen wind blowing there. Now you've seen it. Genesis chapter
3, verse 8. Mukisere kyempewo omusajja ne mukazi we ne bekweka maaso ga Mukama Katonda wakati miti egy'omulusuku.
Ee, kibuyaga gwempewo yali baite bamulabangana konga akoze kibuyaga omungi.
Not silly make such wind in too much like that.
Nagiye olwali okona kibuyaga natandika
ne
bakyusibwa.
They were changed.
Malaika wokufanga atami.
Angel of death had gotten wild. What have you done? Speak the blow, you just see the blowing of wind. If they are coming for you, you are unable, what you call death. You feel coldness blow around yourself. You feel blowing of wind. Blowing of wind. And voices. Look, them ever since they fornicated. Maybe I may visit those around you. I die, you are speaking what I've done.
Voices
blow. Fear around. You end when you have defecated on yourself. You immediately get cold.
Yes,
the dead body is cold.
You get cold
right from your toys.
Yes.
You've covered all blankets on the sick person.
The
angel of death is with wind. It comes with it. You can get coldness and begin to struggle with coldness. And no blankets are covered you. We give you hot tea.
Yet,
do you feel any more of them? Things happen in this world.
It's hard
to see them with the physical eyes. Yet every day they happen. Death from the garden, he did that. The wind blowing began when they were being changed. The wind is blowing. And they seem to close eyes. Just look again. And they look different. And the wind increased pace. And he said, my God. And coldness, even the body we're in, we are cold. And
let's
go in the trees. And the leaves. Let's cover ourselves. The situation is not good. Now as they were there, and the one who gave them command to
Adam,
Adam,
Eve,
Eve,
Adam,
you answer. You be the one to answer.
It's
you went on the trees.
Adam,
Adam,
Banange,
where he speaks in Isaiah. When called, the first refused to answer.
Did
not answer that, yes, Father. Say, when I called, no person was there.
You know,
not to see that they have hidden, that God is not seeing them, they have hidden trees. Yet he's seeing them. They are right there. Their foolishness, if they will answer. Let's finish here. Genesis chapter 3, verse 9.
Mukama Katonda naita omusajja. Namugamba nti, oliruyiwa. Olunyolwe kumi. Nayogera nti mpulidde eddoboozi lyo mu lusuku ne ntya kubanga mbadde bwereere ne neekweka. Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'olumu. Nayogera nti ani yakubuulira nti obadde bwereere? Olidde ku muti gwe nakulagira obutagulyangako? Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Omusajja nayogera nti omukazi gwe wampa okubeeranga naye yampadde ku muti ne ndya. Olw'ekkumi n'essatu. Mukama Katonda n'agamba omukazi nti, kiki kino ky'okoze?
N'amugamba nange, okozeeki
kino? What have you done?
Kubanga kankubulire enkyu, olw'okuba waliwo enkyukakyuka na
nnene nnyo. Because involved a big change.
Ne Katonda yatuuka n'agamba,
God, who said you?
Okozeeki kino
bannange? What have you done?
Kubanga yali akoze kyabulabe ndowooza mulaba gye kitutuusizza.
But dangerous to see where it's reached us.
Kujibwako mbiri gwa muguru.
Taken away board of
heaven.
Called the living soul.
Yetuwe bo mbiri gwa okunsi.
Given the earthly body. Flesh and blood. The body
of. Katonda yamugamba.
That's why God told her.
Okoze eki kino.
What have you done?
Anti tumuchi asubira kubira mu lusuku
mbagobi. No more be in the garden. I've chased you. The world we have formed you from. People still look for the garden. Think Eden was on the world.
Get
when the man on the world took him to heaven. When he sinned, chased him from the garden. He brought them in the world. Praise Jesus, brethren. Request to be enlightened. We see in Isaiah 50,
you
see the Father is speaking. So where is the letter of divorcing your mother? In the verse 2,
we
hear a voice say, why when I called, no one answered? Yet in Genesis 2, verse 6 to 15, see Christ created man. It takes him in the garden, gives him a command. Now my question is here. In the Genesis 3, in the verse 8, which God came to Adam and Eve. Now it's one thing. John 15 verse 1 says, I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. Say when you touch the tree, that's the Father speaking. He gave the command. He speaks of the tree, Jesus. If you touch that tree, you will die. The tree could not speak to itself if you touch of a tree.
And
one who came after they touched it, it is the Father. He brought his voice.
You touched
the tree. I refused you off.
Means
the tree cannot come to say you touched of the tree. He cannot speak that the tree. Praise Jesus, brethren. Now my question I'm asking.
Malaika kufa.
Angel death. You went above the heavens, that's what he told the Father. You need to go to above the heavens to speak with him now.
I hear you.
Father in heaven, this day, we come before you.
If
you two need to go above heaven to speak with the Father, he too went there. If you can speak with him right here, if you spoke with him while in the garden.
Wanji?
Yeah, praise Jesus.
Obed Kezron.
Name Kezron, Obed. I have two questions. The first, when we were in the village, they used to confuse us some pastors. That fruit, which Bible speaks of, not speak of the real fruit. It meant sex. From which scripture to prove that? Which means they lied to you. Now say they lied to me. Okay, now ask a question. Now my question is this. These children, they begot Cain and Abel. They birthed them after being chased from heaven.
Or
they birthed them while still in heaven. The other question. How were they in the heaven? Come again. How were they gotten from the third heaven?
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we come from the last question, Genesis
3
shows how they came from there. Read
2 to 24.
God suggested to bring them from there. And he said that
man's
son like one of us, knowing good from evil. Now let's take him from the garden. Let's touch of the tree of life. And he lives. Praise Jesus.
Bible says
the Lord God took him from the garden. God took him from there himself.
It's
God has different spiritual transports.
Speaks
in the numbers 12. The vision, the dream, the trance, the azotas, the urim, and the thummim, spiritual transports.
He
passed him through there, brought him back. Put him where
it's
meant to begin. Began to know how he will eat. Even they cast the world.
Change
types of foods on it, and became that bitter and that sweet. That killing and not killing. You have to know which one you will eat and which not eaten. Your
thought
things were already discovered now. Adam faced the problem. Separate what's eaten and what's not eaten. Praise Jesus much. The first question was about what? How did they give birth in heaven or on earth? If Genesis 3, 24, they have chased them. Genesis 4, they began to birth while on this world. In whose heaven do you give birth from?
That's 1550
says, flesh and blood doesn't inherit kingdom of heaven.
You see,
even then when they got flesh and blood, that you birth other people in heaven. Praise the Lord. I'm named Apostle Innocent.
But so I'm Genesis 2:9.
But when we read in Genesis 2:9, we see two forms of trees there.
There
is the tree of life
and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So
now, we want to get a difference
between
those two trees. They will refuse the second tree.
The tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Seems they were acceptable to eat the tree of life.
Genesis chapter 3. The
last verse. Chase them not to eat from tree of life. That they should not move to live forever.
So appreciate
us of these two trees.
Genesis, Revelation.
Also seen Mukobi Kolirwa. 22.
Abiri Mobiri.
And they speak of tree of life with 12 form of fruits.
We
request light in that word.
Amen. Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
We
wanted to ask most of those trees now.
This
is the topic we shall study, the sin which took us from above the heavens.
It's
what explains those trees. But in the brief, wisdom is the tree of life. According to Proverbs 3. Verses 16
and to 19. Yes, I
just as on the right and the left hand. Read us in the Proverbs we hear. It is the right hand of the tree.
Genesis,
he said, lest they eat and live forever. Yet it's the same tree on its right hand there is living. It's not the tree we speak of the Christ. Those things have gone into them now.
They are
places we have to get them from. Now long life, it's on its right hand.
Put
them to eat and eat them. You finish there. Proverbs
3
verse 16.
Mukono gwago gwakono mulimu obugaga n'ekitiibwa.
Now riches and honors.
Baliyeko bafuke nga Katonda.
Eat and be like God.
Bugaga kitiibwa biki bali bagala ebyo.
Riches and honors, that's what they wanted.
Yeresula ya kusatu onyole 17.
Proverbs 3:17.
Amakubo gagwo gakusanyukiramu. N'engendo zaago zonna mirembe. Onyole 18 ago gwe muti ogw'obulamu eri abaagaga kwata.
Mwenyinyinyi magezi.
Mwenyinyinyi
yekumanya.
Is the knowledge. It's the tree of life.
Chuvura mungeresuli 18 yagamba.
So in the Proverbs 8 it said.
Nze ndi kutege.
I am understanding.
Nina amanyi.
I have power. Knowledge is mine.
Nanyonyola nti ebibala bibisinga zambu kwe byomuwendo.
Choices and goals.
Nagamba.
He said. Whoever sees me, they see life. All who hate me, they love death.
And
they who hate him in the garden,
but those who hate
him, they love death.
Let's
first pause there.
We
shall open,
we'll
understand everything. Wisdom is the tree of life. When he was on the world, he told John 14 says, I am the way, the life, and the truth. Have you seen him?
The
Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And he said,
Christ
is the wisdom of God. He's the one we speak. Was on the world told them, I am the bread from heaven. Whoever eats me will never die. The one
that
refused us to eat in the garden.
He
came on us, he told me, I've forgiven you. Come eat of me and live forever.
Himself,
he came through the way they refused us to go and he came here. He said, eat of me now.
Whoever
eats of me and drink of my blood, they will not taste death.
Yes.
Secret words.
And
the hands are not. Are you asking on the same?
Okay.
Praise God.
Yebazwe mukama.
My question is just simple.
Ekibuzo kyange kyangu.
After Adam and Eve realizing that they had broken the sin.
Oluvannyuma lwa Adam ne Eve bazula nti bamenye kiragiro.
What kind of mystery was there that he and the wife did not apologize after?
Kyamaki kyali mabega nti bombi tebenenyezaawo.
That's my question.
The
secret is in Isaiah 50 verse 2. They first refused to answer back.
The
person who is fearing God well and they have hated evil. Fear of God is to hate evil.
But
call them, they refuse to answer. Don't you think they answered immediately that yes? Give them at that point and save them.
Let's
read us Isaiah, we see.
Isaiah
50. Isaiah 50 verse 2.
Bwe najja kyewava walemu okubaawo omuntu ki
baali beekwese kati katonda agenda okujja
as God came
nga bulijjo waba sisinkana
Isaiah sura ya 50:2 bwe nayita tewali eyandiyitabye
tebaayitabirawo mangu ago
Adamu
Eve
yitaba
asa Eva nawe yitaba
you asa What is wrong with you?
Until
they gave the command.
You
first spoke with God.
As they called it, they don't
mind their what they say in Genesis
3.
They heard the voice of God. They heard it the first time they ran far.
He
calls them, they're hiding.
Yes,
the voice is not ending. They move far. Voice is pursuing them.
They
would have answered. The things we've done. Listen.
Isaiah 50:2. Omukono wange guyimpawadde ne gutayinza n'akatono okununula. Oba sirina maanyi n'akatono gakuwonya.
Agamba nti mu kiseera ekyo yalowe Katonda ekirowoozo ekyo
yakirina. Time God had that thought.
Naye ekyasooka okulaga nti abantu bano tebali willingi.
These people are not willing.
Baagaana okuyitabirawo okusooka.
To answer immediately.
Ne badduka.
And they ran far.
Ate bwe yatuuka okwogera nabo.
And when he reached to speak with them.
Bwe kibakkiriza nkozi omusango.
Admit we've committed the case.
Adamu yadda gamba omukazi gwe wampa.
Adam began to say, the woman you gave me.
Katonda gwali n'ekizibu.
God, you have a problem.
Singa tewampa mukazi.
If you didn't give me a wife.
Nandibadde ndya kumuti si eyagulesi.
Would I have eaten? Is it no one?
Katonda olina ekizibu.
God, you have a problem.
Gwe wagenda n'oyiyayiya ebintu
byo. You move to do your things. Are you a good man? Be alone.
I'm going to bring her.
They reached the woman that
the
snake you made.
God,
you made Satan.
If I've
sinned, that is yours. First, you made the woman. I wonder even why you made her to bring her.
Adam.
To prove me, Adam. Me
Adam.
And you,
we
Adam. It's no wisdom well. When they brought the woman, we rejoiced. And in my joy
is
you finished it. When she did the wrong thing to us,
it's
a lot. Brought a woman of long nose, first of all. Look at her neck. Very tall with a curse.
After
she's done things wrong your way.
But in
getting her, you rejoiced and you ate your joys and pleasures. Even Eve,
when she
spoke with the snake in the stories, God was involved. Not involved. Now she claims that the serpent that you created yourself, Satan, as if he's the one who told them to chat with him. Now that, my brother,
1 John 8:10
says, if we deny not being sinners, we make God a liar. Accept as sinners,
he
too is ready to forgive us. Yet they did not admit.
He was forgive
and us, forgive us, finish it. All of us were like that in Adam.
We
see that mentality of giving excuse for yourself. You are always giving excuses over everything.
Even now you fornicated. It is a lot. You created this private parts on me.
If it did create
demon in you.
Oh,
tomorrow they have cut them off. They have sealed you up. And you say, what woman am I now, God? This folk is which creation you've created. What you want, you don't know it. That's why he says, don't know how to pray the way we ought to.
The spirit
bears our weakness. This will help them.
But
commands only for they don't know how to use it. Let me end with him. Praise the Lord, brethren. Where I want to understand, it where is still confusing me. John 15, verse
1.
Jesus spoke, I'm the true vine. He spoke, his father is the gardener. When we get to Genesis, Revelation
3,
Genesis chapter
3,
verse
6,
we see Eve
sin
desiring eating of the tree, which God told them, don't eat of it.
Yet,
teaching of heart says that Jesus Christ is the tree of life.
And if
it of the tree Jesus, I want to know
what
form of eating. Was it a fruit by then that they ate it? And you pick it of it? That's where I want to understand. That word is very easy. When you read Galatians 5 from verse 19, it says, bear spiritual fruits.
Do
you have an avocado fruit on yourself?
But Bible
language didn't explain which fruit they ate. It didn't tell you the spiritual or physical. I prove the spiritual fruits. Even today we still say, after St. John 15, which spoken of itself,
it's
a branch in me not bearing fruits. It's cut off. If you are a branch, himself, he bears fruits. The tree and its branches bear fruits.
First,
look to your fruits. Do you have avocado fruit, mango?
Others
have oranges? You shall have to bear fruits.
Tomorrow
it's going to find you with jackfruit. Proverbs 8, verses 19 to 22, speaks of his fruits like this. It's you who have moved me there. Proverbs chapter 8. From verse
18. Obugaga
His fruits. Have you seen a fruit better than choice gold?
But
beyond gold in goodness. Which form of fruit can that be?
You
have fruits here worth more than gold. Yet he is.
You know,
even as the tree of life in heaven, Revelation 22,
it
bears 12 type of fruits every month. His fruits,
those
speak of the garden, those they ate, they are better than choice gold. You think, what form of fruits are these? Now that language, it's ancient language.
And if you
don't go above the heavens, it's hard to understand it.
Because
of the issue of the sin in the garden, they foresaw it from above the heavens. What caused creation of heaven and earth which are today? We shift from above the heavens, where we find new heaven, new earth. We were brought in heaven and earth created, and they begin to separate us.
As
we are being filtered now.
There are
mad people who wanted to be heaven. They pass here, though they hear these words, they can't come here. Those who wanted to be in God, with God above the heavens.
It
brought us here, it's helping us. He really saved us. He sees the residues and the remnants.
Proverbs 8:19. N'amagoba gange gakire feza ennonde. Abiri. Ntambulira mu kkubo ery'obutuukirivu. Wakati mu mpenda ez'okusala emisango. Lwabirimu olumu. Ndyoke mpe abo abanjagala okusikira ebintu. Era nzijuza amawanika gaabwe. Abiri mu bbiri. Mukama yali nange kkubo lye we lyasookera.
You told us of his fruits. You
say
God was with him. Where his way began. Who is that? The word of God. John 1:12 came to us, Jesus. Read verse 35, you see. Proverbs 8:35.
Kubanga buli alaba nze alaba obulamu.
Whoever sees him sees life. Is that not the tree of life?
That
just us not to eat of it. Proverbs 8:35.
Kubanga alaba nze alaba obulamu. Era alifuna okuganja eri Mukama. 36. Na ye oyanyonona asobya obulamu bwe ye. Bonaba nchia wanze bagala okufa.
Bonaba mchia wanze bali kuata ku muti muri.
Touch the tree.
Tebali de makola
che. They will surely die.
Omulide.
Have you heard him?
Kuri ku hali ku chia wa byali muno ku mchia wa batona
banya. Hate him if you don't know.
Byali muno mchia wa namunyegira.
Hate him.
Singa tutule montebe.
If we sit in that his throne.
Nimfuka katonda.
And they become God.
Remember,
Satan put that mentality in us. He was the first who thought that he is God.
Now,
things of that tree,
this is what
live sacred in this world. They are long, ancient words. Those we are restoring like today.
But
it's been deception of Satan. And it grew. It's a grass matured. Thorns too much. And they engulfed those words, cover them down. That they ate apple. I hear sex. Many plenty things spoken in the world.
Whereas
the Bible proved they ate that. Now what we eat apples, never do those things again. Those words are major.
So,
now that sin
of wanting to be God
and to take his fruits of heart. And to beginning to eat. According to Amos 8, 11 downwards,
there
will be famine and the thirsty, not of eating food, not drinking water, herein the words of God. The eating in the garden was to exchange words. How do you see we have become gods? That the throne is on us, they are ours. I see we are worthy.
Yes,
yes.
But
you are eating the word now. You give them to eat. But will you eat sweet there? Tell them I've brought food. The plate of the word and its sauce.
These are words for Genesis, chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4.
They are what
most had in the entire Bible.
Genesis
is more heavy than Revelations.
Everything
spoken was spoken based in the spiritual world, not the physical world. Done most they are spiritual. Now they are heavy. They were explained in a way.
It
brings to say in the
proverbs. Who can
align what God made crooked?
It
twisted the meaning a little.
And
tells you three. You research of it. And you follow the problem. Research of the tree planted in the garden.
But
those who say that is what form of tree? It was on this world. Where is it? Revelation 1:7. Whoever overcome will be given right eat of the tree again. Which is it? Up to now it is there. Now look for it if it's on this world. Even the Garden of Eden, look for it on this world. I tell you in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 3. The garden is in the third heaven. Those words, they lifted high under the sun. These are great words indeed. Here cometh all chaos troubling us. Understood well what we did. Could have aligned. Didn't understand well the things. But in all, spoken of the body of death, seeing how death gave it to us. Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8.
It
should give us a body. It can be affected by sickness,
can be
affected by beasts of the field, animals, the famine. Famine is
what
wild sickness is put in this body. Anger never heals.
Approved
you wake up on the dose in the morning of tea.
No funa dose
and
ya
you got dose of lunch. Now you're yawning. You're going on the dose of supper. Read punishment in body made for us. And you wait on Tuesday. How we shall redeem the other body of ours that we had lost of heaven, the living soul,
through
getting born again. You first read of us. Revelation 6, verse 7.
Nempulire eddoboozi ly'ekiramu eky'okuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Olunyolo munana, nendaba era laba, embalasi ya kyenvu ne yali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa, ne magombe n'agenda naye. Nawo ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu eky'okuna eky'ensi. Okutta n'ekitala.
Ekitala.
Sword.
Yatuwa omubiri ng'ekitala kisobola okugusala.
Give us a body and a sword can destroy it.
Eky'okulala.
The other.
Kubikula essula ya mukaaga olunyolo munana.
Revelation 6:8.
Nenjala.
Enjala. Super. Eyo yo.
Hunger and famine.
Mumubiri kwe atuwa kubanga kwa kufa.
The body
gave its
body.
Number one.
Hunger is number one.
Awa sinzi denasumba.
Where is best
nukuri
to shepherd the evil ones.
Kadifaba jatuwe wechi gambo tusaburo kuona.
Come we are given the word be healed.
Tukusemi ojafu.
We satisfy our spirit.
Tunayambuli de mibiri jino.
When we unclothe these bodies.
Kadifuchieta aga.
And be no more in need.
Na hii atuwa mbili nga kwa kufa. Nga
guli mwe.
Death,
and there is anger in it. There is a chip. There is a virus. It's called enzyme. English language is called an enzyme.
It
eats up every food you put in the stomach. It has poison. When you pour food, it pours poison on it. It burns it immediately. And push it down toilet.
I'll
tell you in a few minutes. We come back.
The
way it's called the enzyme. And they try to make it look sound nice.
A
smell of food outside, it powers acid in the stomach. It can powers on the intestine. That's why you get sick. And you get ulcers. It's very dangerous. You put it in the medicine in the stomach.
You
get it out.
The
white gave it a name, you may think it's a good part.
Now, that
is sickness failing the entire world.
When you make food,
which outlives can be burnt quick. But I've not seen that food.
Even armies
they make food for them live 7 days. You eat, survive 7 days. It still burns it up.
You
put it in this bullet there. Haven't you eaten supper? If you don't give it supper, you'll tell me.
And we end up fasting
led by the Spirit. He lowers it a little. Don't affect them much there, but to meet them a little. And there you first make it through. It's very stubborn. If
you
wake up, you go to fast, you claim to fast. It can tear you up and you feel not settled.
If you feel
intestines are being squeezed,
you
begin to see not seeing very well. And you begin to shake. You're not well. Don't you say HIV is wild? But that one is wild. It failed the world many years after today. It's in the body. For he made a body put in it things which will enable him to shepherd his goats, the sinners. Yet the world doesn't know. And they are on a problem. Eating is a real problem.
If
someone sleeps outside when they eat. But now, if you don't eat, my God,
not
allow you even think of anything else. Begin to forget everything where you left it. The one who went to fornicate, you don't have a single strength to fornicate or domain adultery. You first give it its food and it gets silent a little. And don't you think it's finished?
Here
you leave this world. You realize God in the garden again. What's another? Revelation 6:8. Sickness. He made the body and favors diseases to affect it. Surprise when you get sick. It's the body of death. He made it. He
put
in it favors sicknesses to affect you on his behalf.
And
times, if the sickness are much on you,
strange
of death, what do you leave us at least? And we came to Jesus.
Because
we're still in the world.
Don't
give many sickness on us.
Egypt.
Take them from us. It's possible.
God accepted
a punishment
and
called us where burden comes to the rest of our spirits.
And
had your spirit rest in you when you're sick on the outward. But the body doesn't inflict pain. It sends pain on the spirit. Have you ever beaten a dead body and it yelled? cannot cry, for the spirit is out.
Ever.
What reached the body, reached the spirit. Yourself, it's you passing through them. Sicknesses. Body of death, you see. And you will treat
till
death has finished his works.
And
the great authority given him, put it in the lake of fire.
Both
of them in the lake of fire, you will hear sicknesses there. There will be sickness, famine, swords, and beasts of the field.
But
that's what death has been using. Now we are treating, we do things don't end. It's a punishment in this body. People don't know how it came about. Lord, you punished us. When
you
get sick, you see us. You sinned still when I saw you. Did you inquire from me that you sin? Let us finish. Revelation 6 verse 8. Even beasts of the field.
He
made this body. Animals can affect it. Like the worms. The mosquitoes. It bites you a little. Animals you get sick. At least you have to treat them. The body they gave us is not easy. We need to restore our heavenly body. Now the problem which is, you've suffered in this body, yet not redeem that of heaven.
Now,
check out when you're naked,
and
give you a body of hell, the dead soul. And you will appear like bones packed in the sack.
Or like
a dried stick and it's bent.
Yet it suffered the world.
Not still got in contract. People don't humble. Yet they have passed through things.
But since punishment
came, you eat from sweat. We still move on.
Those
bathing, bath crying,
punishments
are there put on this body. You want to believe the Lord Jesus, all these to be ending.
Say,
all the past will have passed away. Everything will be renewed.
Say,
the Romans 7. Romans chapter
8, 23.
We to bear the first fruits of the Spirit. We are
growing.
We yearn to be redeemed.
The
forgiveness of our sins.
The
redemption of our bodies.
The body
we lost, we have to redeem it. We want to see how we redeem that body. We pass through getting born again. Given we are spirits, we be given the middle man. We are spirits, we are inner man. We must get the middle man. The body from heaven. Called the living soul. Then outward we have the outward man, the earthly body with flesh and blood.
So
we shall sing on Tuesday the way we can redeem those our bodies, the living soul, heavenly body, through getting born again
in
the Christ Jesus our Master. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.